When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And let's see. We've got a time check coming up here, don't we? Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. The answer is always yes.
What time is it?
It's 7:07. What, you don't have a clock on your side?
Well, you just said it was a time check.
Come on, man.
I'm curious if everybody else knew.
Are you one of those people that has to look at your cell phone to figure out what time it is?
No.
I'm a watch guy.
Yes, you are.
I'll always be a watch guy. I love watches. And I'll always revert to that, not to the phone.
Yeah.
But
I wear one on occasion. I wear one to church, and depending on what I'm wearing, if I'm out and about, you know, going to an event, I might wear a watch that goes with what I'm wearing. But typically speaking, I don't.
I wear one all the time, even in the shower, the bathtub, the hot tub, swimming pool. I wear it everywhere. I never take it off.
Wow.
Now, it's kind of weird.
I think you're addicted to your watch, or you got some kind of an unhealthy relationship or something going on here.
No, I mean, I don't know. I started wearing one on a regular basis since I was in like fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah.
I even had one of those cool, remember those wide leather bands?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was pretty cool, I got to say, back in the day. You know what I mean? Chicks were digging it. Digging it, brother.
He still thinks they do.
Yeah. Hey, man. What is it? Perception is reality, especially in my twisted mind. Hey, kudos, tip of the hat, going out to one of your pals and mine, but I know you're friends with him, Kevin Mangan.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear he just got a big award? And it's weird because usually I'd figure I'd find this out because he would send, you and I something saying, hey, thank you for helping me receive this award. Clearly, I couldn't have done it without your generous support and help on the radio show.
Uh-huh. But how did you hear about it?
I saw it in Main Street Daily News.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations.
Kevin Mangan of High Springs Fire Department received the 2025 PIO of the Year Award from the Florida Fire Chiefs Association at the Orlando Conference. And this is a big honor.
That's cool.
State level kind of honor. Safe Kids North Central Florida, organized by Mangan's nomination, highlighted his impact and leadership in regional public information roles. And where did he come to talk about that? Safe Kids? Where'd he come? Where'd he come, Greg? He came here. You don't remember that? Are you drawing a blank?
Well, the reason he's so good at what he does, he used to be a radio guy. See, that's why.
Well, you shouldn't bring that up.
It's that firm foundation of radio that gave him the talent.
Doesn't that make you feel bad? Like you and I could have had a future?
Oh, now you put it that way.
And now, but we're here.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he came in here and was promoting the Safe Kids thing, where you make sure you get the kids' seats properly.
Seats. Yep.
And they were doing all that adjustment. They were doing bike helmets for kids and all that. So congratulations, Kevin.
That's awesome.
And we're glad that we could help play a role in that. But you're out now, and now we're going to push Lisa Sicasio as our PIO of the year.
Okay.
It's different. She's not competing with you, Kevin.
No.
Kevin's in the fire.
Kevin has never brought us cookies. Or baked cookies.
Are you sure he never brought us anything?
Well, he never baked cookies. I'll put it that way.
Well, I mean, being a former radio guy,
he should know
free food or die kind of mentality we have.
Yeah, you want in? That's the key to the door. Something sweet.
You'd think he'd know that.
Yeah.
But we love Kevin. Congratulations.
Yeah, see him today. Tell him we said hi.
Well-deserved award. Yeah, tell him if his ears are burning.
Uh-huh.
That was us, Kevin.
That's it.
I don't know if you should say that, though, because he works for
the
fire department, and we're talking about his ears burning.
He's always hanging out. Ludie Bond, from the forest folks, they're always trying to put out fires and things.
Yes.
So.
Good peeps all the way around.
Yeah.
She's a PIO also, isn't she, for Department of Forestry? Or is her title changed?
She's got some
fancy. She's way up there now.
Isn't she like a doctor now?
I think she is.
She's got some fancy schmancy
titles. Dr. Bond. Paging Dr. Yes. Bond.
Yes.
when James Bond.
Yes.
Takes a bath.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I don't know.
Bubble 07.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Did you just make that up?
No, I saw it on a meme yesterday and just trying to recall it.
The truth comes out.
It's exactly the kind of shtick.
Oh, yeah.
That works with my dad humor. I think I invented dad humor. And you know what? You ask my kids, and I think they'll back me up on that.
Do they roll their eyes when they would agree with that?
Yes. And at times, some of the statements I would make, Rihanna would record them. Because, I wonder if she has them all collected, like pearls of wisdom from my dad, the radio guy.
Or, you all believe the stuff my dad said when we were growing up.
That's probably a little closer to how it maybe conveyed to others, Greg.
Could be.
Yes. President Trump basically saying, hey, Venezuela, you lucky dogs.
Yeah.
I didn't come in with wave number two, all right? President Donald Trump announced in an early Friday morning Truth Social post, this literally came out like at 4 a.m., has canceled the previously expected second wave of attacks against Venezuela in light of the cooperation between the foreign nations and the U.S. See?
Yes.
It's all he wants is cooperation.
Maybe this sends a signal to those other countries. If you cooperate.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
Behind all of this, this has been the idea. The world is literally changing for the better, and that great thank you to Donald J. Trump and his people.
Yeah,
really making a difference. I feel a little sad and bad for the folks that have Trump derangement syndrome that cannot give him a positive credit for anything because they're so disturbed, you know, in their own minds. It's sad. Like, the world really is a better place. Come to the light. Come to the light. Quit living in the darkness. The darkness that's full of negativity and calling him an authoritarian. When he arrests an authoritarian, you hate him even more because you like some authoritarians and dictators, but not this one you perceive to be. I mean, all I'm asking for, you lefties, how about just a little bit of consistency?
Yeah, you're asking a lot. Yeah. You're going to say you want logical thinking instead of emotional driven reaction.
Wouldn't that be nice, though? Wouldn't that be refreshing?
Oh, yeah. It'd be awesome.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should pray for an epiphany of those on the left that they will seriously see the light. I'm not being facetious now. I'm not kidding. I mean, really.
No, because it's got to be exhausting just driving yourself over the edge all the time, you know. I mean, look at Rosie O'Donnell. Even her psych says, hey, Rosie babe, stop focusing on Donald Trump. And she made it, what, 40 minutes or something crazy like that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad.
Again, there's issues abounding when it comes to mental health issues and the left, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Listen to this. The White House outlined updated plans for its East Wing renovation and new 89,000-square-foot ballroom at a National Capital Planning Commission meeting yesterday. The two-story structure will include a 22,000-square-foot banquet hall, offices for the First Lady, and a movie theater.
Ooh.
Officials said demolishing the wing to build a $400 million ballroom would be cheaper than renovating it. The presentation followed a lawsuit accusing the administration of bypassing required federal reviews. A judge let construction continue under supervision, and the administration submitted applications to the NCPC and Commission of Fine Arts in December. The two panels that review construction on federal land, the privately funded project, that only Trump could pull off, aims to expand space for state functions, enhance security, and replace costly temporary tents. The White House has undergone several renovations through the years. It's been around for 200 years, including Harry Truman's post-war rebuild and John F. Kennedy's restoration program. Formal presentations are expected in the coming weeks. The project completion targeted for 2028. So they will also use it for the inauguration, probably, of J.D. Vance.
Hopefully so.
Which, again, will be wonderful.
But how embarrassing it had to be, if you really think about it. You're bringing in world leaders from, you know, far and wide, and hey, welcome to our tent, and the porta potties over there. Come on. Really,
yeah.
People? Really?
Yeah.
If Obama had done this, I mean, he'd have got a Nobel Peace Prize.
But the interesting thing is that he doesn't even get credit for using private money. Instead, the left tries to twist it and say, oh, so he's going to be under influence of those donors that helped paid for it.
He's only going to be in office for 3 more years, you dorks.
Right. By the time it's done, he'll be done.
Yeah, these people are really get under my skin. You could say they bug me. You could.
You got to chum the water anymore to remind me that it's time for what's bugging you? I always appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm a helper.
All right. It is that time, my friends. It is 717. What's bugging you? Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. All right. Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:22. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Don't be shy. Good morning, Jake. What's bugging you?
Yeah, so I live in Alachua County, and the thing that's bothered me is how some of the city commissioners want to take the mugshots off of the internet because it offends the person who was arrested or whatever the case is. It's just stupid, in my opinion. That's what's bugging me.
Okay. All right. That's the county commissioners. He did say Alachua County, but then he said city commissioners. Now, they sent a letter to the sheriff, and he responded saying, well, he believes in transparency. He didn't say he wasn't going to change it or address it, but it does sound like it's probably going to continue on. It's been, I guess, slightly controversial.
Right.
If you're wrongly accused, that can impact your life moving forward for sure.
Right. But it does seem like from info that we got that the ones that actually get published, they're all a public record, but the ones that actually kind of get put out maybe on social media, there's a track record of crime with these people. It is serious stuff. It's not the, if that makes a difference for you, but yeah.
Well, and it is up to people to understand that just because you're arrested doesn't mean you committed the crime. That's what our whole system of jurisprudence is all about. So, yeah, a little education there might help. Kaffer Carroll, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. What's bugging me is that women seem to be overrepresented in these anti-ICE protesters, and also the women are often the ones pushing for migration and refugee and all this, and like welcoming Muslim migration even into Europe also and here. And yet women are often the victims of these very same people that they're pushing to have brought into this country and defending illegal criminals. And women, like I say, are often the victims of these people. So
yeah, it is.
Point.
No,
yep.
That is a great point. And yet, yeah, here are women out there being supportive of these other ideologies that don't respect women.
But as we've talked, just like in the college arena, it's the young women and the women they go for to be indoctrinated because they're more compassionate and they have feelings, and don't you care for these people, and is it fair what happens to them? They know how to tap into that.
Yeah, sadly. Apparently so. They do have the formula. Good morning, Denny. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. I might be showing my age here, but remember long ago, back when there was only three networks, and most of your news came from either Walter Cronkite or the Huntley-Brinkley Report, and you never knew what their political values were or anything like that. And now with all this news media out there, internet and everything, and it's more propaganda than it is news, I think the FCC might need to put them all on notice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was difficult to ascertain, what political parties they may or may not have been from or who they represented, because they did what news used to deliver: who, what, where, when, why, and give the presentation from that standpoint. And yeah, of course, their journalism has gotten a long way away from that, and 90% of journalists are left of center. That's been established for some time now. So, yeah, clearly a bias there. But at least there's more outlets, so you have greater choices than we used to, for sure. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I read an article, and it was speaking about some high person in Austria, like the prime minister or something like that, that said, if we can't stop making fun of burkas or whatever, maybe we should have all women wear them. And about young women in colleges with feelings, I don't think it's feelings and emotions. I think it's lack of intelligence. Just because you're in school doesn't mean you should be in school. If you don't have the intellect, get the heck out. Have a good day.
Well, plenty of them have some level of intellectual capacity, but it's being misused and manipulated, in my opinion. Good morning, Lisa. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is some drivers. It's just a friendly reminder that when you pass a car, make sure you're really past them before you move back over in the lane.
Hmm.
I've been almost clipped twice recently. And way back in the Stone Age, when we learned to drive, we were taught, wait till you see them in your rearview mirror before you move back over. It might still be a good rule to follow. That's all. Have a good day.
Hey, you have a great day. Good point.
Smart.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. What's bugging me is, congratulations on the radio fix. But what's bugging me is how 17 turncoat Republicans in the House of Representatives voted to extend the enhanced subsidies on Obamacare for the next 3 years. If Obamacare cannot stand alone on its own without subsidies, it should not exist. It's a dishonest program, and it's just really bad. I hope it dies in the Senate.
It most likely will. That's my understanding. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Federal prosecutors launching a new investigation into New York Attorney General Letitia James. We'll have details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I wouldn't have to send 12 texts if the stupid voice recognition software worked.
I know
that's gotten worse and worse.
Yes, am I right? Oh, you absolutely. It sucks.
Yeah. Where did they take in you? You know, they took away the capacity in that. What'd they put it into? Making TikTok dumber? I don't know. It is 7:34. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. What's the dealio with Letitia James? You know, they couldn't get her on that mortgage thing. And I told you that kind of thing is a stretch anyway. I mean, look, she's got to be up to more than that, or at least you would think. And you got to get her on something bigger than that this may help. Federal prosecutors launched new probe into New York Attorney General Letitia James involving campaign payments to her longtime hairdresser. Well, wait a second. If you're running for attorney general in the state of New York, I mean, your hair's got to look good if you're out on the campaign trail. Isn't that an expense? Honestly, I don't know precisely how that works. And by the way, roughly $22,000 of the $36,000 that they're looking at, $22,000 of it was for using, allegedly, using her hair studio as a campaign office.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, you could do that, right? I mean, if you do that, you're like paying, like you would be paying rent or subletting.
Yeah,
you don't think that's allowed?
But if you do all the paperwork right.
Well, therein lies part of the issue.
Ah, I got it.
Okay. And here's another twist to it that, you know, makes, I guess, the folks that would be looking out for Letitia James and her interest maybe slightly uncomfortable. Both the New York Times have reported on the new investigation, so has CBS News. The probe, which is in its early stages, according to the Times, comes after the other efforts, like I said, the indictment against the mortgage fraud thing failed to stick, okay? Mm-hmm. But Ms. March, Aisata Marsh, I believe, something along those lines how you say it, but we'll just call her Ms. Marsh. And, she has been indicted by Louisiana federal prosecutors last month. Now, her shop is set up, I believe, in Queens or in Brooklyn, one of the two, but she's from Queens. Okay. But right. Anyway, nonetheless, I guess all of this kind of got brought up or gained further attention when Louisiana federal prosecutors charged her with bank fraud and aggravated identity theft tied to the purchase of a Land Rover.
Oh.
So if she buys a Land Rover,
yeah,
she better look for more campaign finance contributions to keep that thing on the road.
Absolutely.
No offense.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Because Greg and I would both have one if
Absolutely.
That wasn't true.
Yes.
Now, mine would be, 15 years old, but you get the idea. She and her nephew allegedly used the identity and personal information of an unidentified woman in Ohio to take out a $48,000 loan to buy the car from a Florida dealership. So Louisiana court getting involved in a case of a woman from Ohio who they're trying to use her identity to buy a car from Florida. And the woman is from New York with strong ties to the attorney general of New York.
But there's nothing deceptive going on here.
What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. I think it goes like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no indication that James is tied to Marsh's current legal drama thus far.
Mm-hmm.
Prosecutors in October hit James with the indictment about the the false statements tied to the mortgage home and all that stuff. I had a feeling that technically, she probably violated some laws, but those are... Now, if you're Donald Trump, they're going to go after you. And if you're in a New York court, they're going to try to crucify you.
Whether they did anything wrong or not.
But in the court of logic, this is very, very, very low on a list of, extremely low on a list of priorities, if you're being honest. Look, I'd like to see, if Letitia James has done things that are illegal, absolutely I want to see her get busted.
Absolutely.
But I don't like it when it's too ticky-tacky, when you're too little nitpicky about the smallest things, that smells too much like what the Dems did to Trump.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you've got to be able to do better than that. No, it's like the whole thing with Bill Clinton. He was involved in a lot of other things,
but
all they could get him for was lying about whatever his activities were with Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, but look
not
how many times...
Not that okays that.
No, but they have to go that route a lot of times, though. You've seen that with the IRS?
Yeah, I guess you get what you can get.
Yeah.
Just like, Al Capone went to prison for tax evasion.
Yeah.
Not for the many other things that he was involved with. A legal representative for Ms. Marsh, the hairdresser for Letitia James, they declined comment. The hairdresser who runs the Studio Phenomenon Luxury Salon in Prospect Heights was celebrated in 2022 at a Power Women of the Bronx event, where James spoke and was also honored. After she was arrested in early December, the feds requested Marsh be detained pending trial, but a judge granted $50,000 bail, which she was able to post. And she's facing federal charges in Louisiana because the loan she allegedly took out for the car purchase was processed there in Louisiana.
Wow.
Trump and James have long been political rivals, dating back to his first term in the Oval Office. James successfully sued Trump and his business for committing fraud by inflating his net worth for decades. He was initially slapped with nearly a $500 million fine, but an appeals court later tossed it.
Yep.
Though still upheld the fraud ruling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Letitia James in the news more indirectly than directly, but her hairdresser friend has...
Well, a lot of connections, obviously, between the two of them. They're getting the same award. The list.
They're close
they're
buddies, but
yeah,
you know,
tight.
Just because your friend may be involved in some things doesn't mean you're necessarily guilty. But that's where you look into when it comes to the FEC and these election rules. That's where they can be somewhat nitpicky and make it very, very sticky. See how that works?
I see.
We're talking about leadership, you know? If you're a worker bee, you complain sometimes, perhaps, could happen, never here, but in some circles, you might complain about the leadership of your particular entity, company, whatever it may be. But what have you done to maybe put yourself in a leadership position, and what skills would you bring to the table? Well, there's a great event that is coming up, and if you want to better yourself, the Ocala Leadership Conference is coming Friday, January 30th, to be held at Meadowbrook in Ocala. And part of it is you're going to hear from some of these great leadership experts, John Maxwell, Ryan Leake, John Gordon. There's more big names, but you're going to learn. Hey, what do the successful CEOs do to improve their decision-making? How do you find and develop and keep talent, you know? Boost morale, these kinds of things. And you don't have to necessarily be in a leader position to benefit from this outstanding information. Isn't it time to invest in yourself and invest in your future? This could be a great opportunity for you. It is coming up Friday, January 30th, Meadowbrook in Ocala. Tickets are on sale now and going fast. Use the code Coffee Talk, and get $100 off your ticket price. So simply go to OcalaLeadershipConference.com for more information. That is OcalaLeadershipConference.com. So anything you can do to improve your life, your quality of life, your particular future, especially, you know, if you have kids or planning to have kids, you want to do everything you can for them as well. Now, we really have been fortunate in most corners of America, and statistically, I can definitely back this up, and that is, you know, historically, every generation has done better than the previous one in most cases. In other words, you know, are your children doing maybe better than you were doing at the same time? And hopefully that's the case. I think as a parent, I know that's what I was really looking for. Hey, I want to make sure that, you know, my kids hopefully have even more opportunities than I was presented with. And that's one of the reasons why we push the education part of it. And so far, so good. And they're doing very, very well. But anyway, the bottom line is here. Starts with leadership.
Absolutely.
And good leaders are hard to find. So if you can get some leadership skills and become a good one.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be able to write your own check, as they say.
That's right.
Right. All right. It is 7:44 right now on the Bob Rose Show. And have you been following the college football playoffs at all? The Hurricanes, the Miami Hurricanes. I don't think they've been in the big game. They're going to be in the finals now since, I want to say, 2002. Mm. It's been a while. Been a bit of a drought. They beat Ole Miss last night in a game that Ole Miss, if you missed it, You missed something special, apparently.
Wow.
That's from what I've read up on it.
Yeah.
The Hurricanes won 31-27.
Hmm.
Couple of non-calls that may be somewhat controversial, but apparently it turned out to be one heck of a game. So the Hurricanes will advance for the national championship, but to find out who they're playing, that will happen tonight. Oregon and Indiana going at it at 7:30. And this Indiana story, if you like an underdog story, yeah, you're probably going to be rooting for Indiana. That's probably the direction I'll go. But I don't want to say it out loud because the U, I'm kind of afraid of their fans sometimes.
Just
being honest.
Yeah, it's true.
Like Michael Irving. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. I hope life's been good so far, my friends. Welcome to it. It's the Friday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We try to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. All right, so still a big story, obviously. This is Minneapolis. And the story of Renee Nicole Good, 37 years old, who was killed, well, depending on your opinion, was killed by a law enforcement officer who was protecting himself and others as her vehicle was heading toward him after she was given a command to stop and actually exit the vehicle. So that's what's taking place. Let me give you an example of some completely different perspectives. And I know you're not going to be shocked by it, but I like to point these things out when I see them so obviously. Rex Hubke writes for USA Today, an op-ed piece. And first of all, the headline is, ICE killed a mom. Trump lied about it. Gee, I wonder if there's going to be just a tinge of an agenda or a bias here. I'm just...
If that's the start...
I'm spitballing here.
I'm thinking so, if that's the beginning.
He said, I watched the video of a mother being gunned down in her car by federal agents on a residential Minneapolis street and told by my government to believe she was a domestic terrorist. Her name was Renee Nicole Good, and she was not in any way a domestic terrorist. According to the Associated Press, Good had three children, was a devout Christian, and her ex-husband had never known her to participate in a protest of any kind. She was a 37-year-old mom born in Colorado, a poet, a daughter, a citizen, just keeping watch over our government's actions. With a glove compartment overflowing with stuffed animals, she was, as her mother told the Minneapolis Star Tribune, one of the kindest people I've ever known. And he goes on to say, look, if that agent kept his gun holstered, nothing bad was going to happen. Three children would still have their mother, a mother would still have her daughter, a family wouldn't be mourning, et cetera, et cetera. But I was told by the Trump administration she was going to kill people, that her vehicle was a weapon, that she was likely trained by some nefarious others. Keep that in mind. Oh, she was trained by some. And he goes on to say, he goes, I knew it was all BS because I have eyes.
Okay.
And he said a federal agent shot and killed a woman on a street in America. Then the president, his head of Homeland Security, and assorted members of his increasingly soulless political party didn't have the basic human decency to muster a gram of empathy. It's interesting he uses the word gram. And here's why. Because when 100,000 Americans were dying every year from fentanyl poisoning that was coming across the open borders, which really leads to all of these issues, okay, I don't think there was a lot of empathy. First of all, there wasn't a lot of coverage because the lefty media didn't cover the fentanyl disaster. Do you know why? Because it would lead to the issue of the open border. They denied that there was an open border. They would just take Secretary Mayorkas. Remember that bozo?
Yeah.
They would just take that idiot's, that nincompoop's word for it. Instead, Fox News at least went down there with cameras and go, No, there are thousands of people streaming across the border every single day.
Yep.
And some of the ones they stop and search have fentanyl. The ones that got away may have more fentanyl. They even learned how to work the system. The coyotes would bring one group one way. The other ones would check in. Law enforcement would be busy doing the paperwork. And then the real bad guys carrying all the drugs would be running by. That's the game that was being played there. Now, so I told you, oh, the Trump administration, she was trained by some nefarious group. And gosh, she just had stuffed animals in her car. I mean, automatically that makes you a good person, I would think, right?
Well, she's just dropping her kid off on a city street, Bob.
Now, this from the New York Post. Renee Nicole Good, the mom who was killed by a federal agent after veering her car toward him, was an anti-ICE warrior. That in quotations, warrior. And was definitely part of a group of activists who worked to document and resist the federal immigration crackdown in Minnesota. She wasn't just a mom in the wrong place at the wrong time, and she just wanted to get out of there with all the chaos and the mean cops yelling at her to stop and get out of her vehicle. She just wanted to, yeah, she wanted to do what? Resist. And not only just resist, but maybe do a little damage on her way out. Now, could that cop, if you want to play this game, could that cop have gotten out of the way unharmed? I'd say there's a good possibility. Not 100% for sure, but there's a good possibility. But this isn't just a person. This is a law enforcement person.
Right.
If he is standing in the way and this person is throttling up.
Yes.
Not only does he have the right to defend himself, but he also has a duty. Because down the street, there's other law enforcement officers. There's civilians.
There could be a mom dropping off her child.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Right, legitimately.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So apparently she was part of an activist group. And it goes even deeper than that. She moved to the city last year, linked up with the anti-ICE activists through her six-year-old kid's woke charter school, which boasts, I mean, they put it right out there, social justice first. And they prioritize involving kids in political and social activism.
Kids, little kids.
And according to somebody that knew her, they said straight up, oh, she was a warrior. She died doing what was right.
Wow.
This was a mom named Lisa whose child attends the same school. And this, you know, she talked about it at the vigil where Good was, right at the scene there, not too far from where she got killed. I know she was doing the right thing. I watched plenty of times, but I also know in my heart the woman she was doing everything right. So it was Miss Good and her wife, Rebecca, 40, were raising the boy together in the mostly working class, activist-heavy neighborhood of South Minneapolis, which features tree-lined streets and a large number of homes with windows decked out in LGBTQ+ flags or signs depicting George Floyd. Just as many others did in the lefty enclave, Good sent her son to the Southside Family Charter School, a K-5 academy opened in 1972, which from its very inception had been unabashedly dedicated to social justice education. And it was through her involvement with this school that they were in something called ICE Watch, a loose coalition of activists dedicating to disrupting ICE raids in the sanctuary city. That was the basis of their existence, to disrupt ICE activities. In other words, to disrupt, to get in the way of, to stop federal law enforcement officers from doing their jobs. She wasn't as innocent at all as the left is trying to paint her. And it doesn't matter what color you are, what stripe you are, what your sexual orientation is. When a law enforcement officer demands that you stop your vehicle, if you don't do that, by its very nature, you become a deadly threat.